Blog Talk Radio.
Wandering around, wondering why I hit the glass with so much speed. What was I doing that I didn't see the glass? I was moving way too fast. I was moving way too fast. Felt like I was standing still. So I tried to gain some speed with my mind and with my will. Wanting to feel something moving in me, moving like the fishes in the sea. Rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one, with the real vibration. Sweet liberation.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Enlighten Up Radio. This is your friendly hostess, Lisa Sahaki, and coming to you live from Calabasas. Actually, I said Calabasas, I meant Carlsbad, California. I've been traveling around the globe, sometimes it's a little bit hard to keep track of what's happening, but I'm happily grounded in sunny Southern California once again, absolutely fully back in my body again. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you're listening to Enlighten Up Radio for the first time, my name is Lisa Sahakian, and I'm so pleased that you joined us. Thanks to all of our listeners across the globe. Thank you so much for your kindness, for sharing the information, and most of all, thank you for taking the time to go within, inside, and take this information into your life to make your world, your life, your experience a better experience in this lifetime. We also want to thank our brand new sponsor, buildingthenewworld.org. Buildingthenewworld.org is a phenomenal event that's coming up at Radford University in Virginia. I'm going to be co-emceeing with our guest today, Cliff Kaiser, and it's being put on by Laura George. Laura George is an amazing woman, Reverend. Let's call her Reverend Dr. Laura George. Give salutations where they're due. Well, Laura George is a great woman. She's not only creating a peace pentagon. You want to Google that, but you also want to take a look at btnw.org, buildingthenewworld.org. They are our co-sponsors, and there's really not a lot to say except for exactly that. That's what we're doing. We are leading visionaries and thinkers across the planet, meeting in the spring in the East Coast, on the East Coast, and talking about how to build this new world together. It's really fantastic. We've got about 50 speakers in total. They're luminaries is what we are. We're actually living luminaries. And the keynote speaker is Barbara Marks Hubbard. How exciting is that? So we want to thank our sponsors, buildingthenewworld.org, Laura George, as well as Ricky Byers-Beckwith for the musical inspiration, opening and closing of this show. Thank you so much, Ricky. If you want to find out more about Ricky's music, you can just Google Ricky Byers-Beckwith. Her music has really shared, inspired me for so many years now, and it's just a pleasure to share her music with you on these opening airwaves every week. So again, welcome to Enlighten Up Radio. Happy, marvelous Monday morning to you. If you're listening for the first time, what we do is we get together and we learn to enlighten up our week together. Our listeners tune in from anywhere across the globe, either live or on the audios. Remember, we've got We've got a year and a half of audio recordings on the Enlighten Up Blog Talk Radio website. So you've got lots of information, as well as on my YouTube channel, which has tons of free self-mastery coaching content. So happy to be here with you. And again, what we're doing today is we're talking about what's happening on the planet so we can go and take this information, the word polarity, the information around polarity, take this information deeper. If you've never heard the word polarity or kind of heard it, we're going to go into it a lot deeper today with our guest, Cliff Heiser. And Clint is a really great guy. He is an international individual, as I am. We are newly connected colleagues and friends. Clint is the VP of Polarity Partnerships. You can find him on PolarityPartnerships.com, a consulting and leadership development firm dedicated to enhancing the quality of life on the planet through polarity thinking. Polarity thinking, in a nutshell, is being able to hold two opposing views at the same time and really being able to be in that, okay? So this is really vital information when we talk about our self-mastery, when we talk about really taking our lives to the next level, when we really talk about being the change that we want to see in the world. Polarity management, polarity awareness, and polarity application is really important in our lives, not just as visionaries, not just as speakers, but just in our day-to-day living. Polarity thinking is absolutely another layer aspect of the NVC nonviolent communication that I talk about a lot. You can listen to some of the past recordings about nonviolent communication or NVC, or just Google it. So Cliff is also the founder and the president of Experience LLC, which offers organizational development, consulting, and coaching from its location in Washington, D.C., and offers polarity-focused learning programs at Kaiser Ridge Retreat. He's got his own retreat center and learning center in Berkeley Springs, West Virginia. So Cliff is also a contributing author to The Love, an international collection of over 70 exquisite essays and articles, poems contributed by the New York Times best-selling authors and the generous contributors of the Nobel and Pulitzer Prize winners. So Cliff can be reached at cliff@polaritypartners.com, and his phone number, I'll give it to you now, even though we'll give it to you at the end. I want to make sure that we give it now, 202-949-2849, 202-949-2849. And again, the reason why we listen to Enlighten Up Radio is specifically is for guests like we have on the show, like Cliff Kaiser. So we tune into Enlighten Up Radio, or we listen to the archived shows, and we learn tangible takeaway tools that we can bring into our daily existence that will help us to learn to enlighten up in life, in the midst of life's challenges. So imagine you really stepping into your grace. Finally, and I say that not in a judgmental way, I say that in a really self-loving and self-caring way. It's like a lot of the listeners, a lot of my clients will say, well, how do I take that bridge from self, from where I am right now to where I want to be? How? Well, in Enlighten Up Radio, we give you hows. And Cliff is definitely one of the individuals who's going to give you how to apply polarity thinking in your life. So without any further delay, I'd like to bring Cliff on and say welcome and good morning, Cliff. Thank you so much for being on the show this morning.
It's great to be here with you, Lisa, and all your listeners. Thank you for inviting me.
Of course, of course. Well, tell us a little bit about what polarities are. Share with our listeners just the 101 ABCs, 101 of polarities.
Okay. Well, I guess the easiest way to start is to say that they're not new to anybody on the call. We're all in them. We're all navigating polarities more or less well in our lives, and so they're not new. They've been around since recorded history, 5,000 years ago, regardless, for instance, of your, if you follow a religious tradition or philosophy, there are inherent polarities that are there. Every major religion on the planet has, at its core, some version of justice and mercy, which is a tension that we're all in every day, with ourselves, with others. So, you know, do we hold each other accountable, or do we forgive? The answer is yes. None of us are above accountability, and none of us is below forgiveness. And we all screw up, and we all need forgiveness from time to time. And we need to hold ourselves and each other accountable. So we're not talking about tolerating bad behavior, and we're also So part of it is just recognizing that these tensions are out there, and that's not hard because we're all in them, and we experience the frustration. So let me just kind of pause there and just say that maybe the best way to frame up what we're talking about here, because it is they're so ubiquitous, is to just talk about the definition. What is a polarity? How is it different from a problem to solve and other tensions we experience? Because there's an important distinction around problems to solve and polarities that we can't solve. They're actually unsolvable. Justice and mercy will be there 5,000 years from now as well. So the other thing is the dynamic. So let's just talk about the 3Ds, and then maybe I'll pause after the 3Ds to see. We'll just kind of check in with each other if we could, Lise, and just see if that makes sense to you. And then we'll go from there. So I'll just do a quick frame up on the 3Ds. The definition of a polarity is that they're interdependent pairs. They're things that show up in twos. They're unsolvable, but they're leverageable. And they're energy systems that live in us and that we live within. And we can, as I said, leverage them for some higher purpose that both of the values share. So I know that's kind of a high sort of esoteric definition, but let's just consider that there's a dynamic play, and let's look at a metaphor that makes it a lot easier. So this is kind of tying into the how that you discussed at the beginning of the show. So if we were to look at, for instance, something as simple as inhaling and exhaling, notice that there's no value judgment on which is better. And we're not going to be able to choose one as a solution in the tension between inhaling and exhaling. So we know that these two poles of the polarity show up, and that when you inhale, you get oxygen, and that feels really good because you need oxygen and it gives you life. But you can't stay on that pole of inhaling for very long before you start to experience the limitations of that pole alone, which is the case for all polarities. Because they show up in twos, they work as a pair. So if you over-focus on one pole of the polarity to the neglect of the other, you start to experience the downside limitations of that pole. So on the inhale pole, we start to have too much carbon dioxide. So what do? We then exhale the carbon dioxide to get rid of the carbon dioxide, and then we have the upside benefits of exhaling. That's the gift that exhaling gives us, is that we get rid of carbon dioxide. But we also know that even though that's a good thing, there's a plus to that, we can't stay there for very long because after a while, not too long actually, in this particular polarity, we're going to experience a lack of oxygen. That's the limitation of the exhale pole. So if we're experiencing that, we know the next place that we're going. It's the upside of inhale again. Now this dynamic is oscillating around, it's an energy dynamic that's oscillating around both of these poles. So all of us right now on this call, we're all in it somewhere. We're inhaling and exhaling. And when we achieve the upside benefits and minimize the downside limitations, the benefit, the greater purpose, is that we maintain life. And if we have the downside limitations for too long, and hopefully that's not the case for anybody, we know that that can only lead to a deeper fear, which is death. We're not going to be able to maintain life unless we have the upside benefits of both poles. So that's how the dynamic is very predictable in a polarity, and that's one of the real gifts, is that if we know how, for instance, this dynamic between inhale and exhale works, where we've got these two upside possibilities there in service of a higher purpose, and that there are two downside limitations that also could contribute to a deeper fear, what we're doing is we're seeing a more complete picture of the tension And again, this is kind of an obvious metaphor, but if you understand how just that simple metaphor works, you can start to see how in our lives and in our work with other people that how perhaps maybe like structure and flexibility might come into play. And so there's an upside to clarity and consistency of structure. But if we over-focus on structure without flexibility, we can become rigid and we can stagnate. And so then the upside of flexibility looks like the answer. We get great things from that, like openness to new ideas and creativity and innovation, and that's great. But if we over-focus on flexibility without structure, it's not going to be long before we find ourselves in chaos and ambiguity, having a lot of starts and not enough finishes. I don't know if you've experienced that in your life, but I tend to hang out on the flexibility pole between the two, and I can find mm-hmm. myself kind of scattered, and I realize that I'm over-focusing on flexibility to the neglect of structure. And when I get structure and flexibility, it contributes to some higher purpose, which is usually tied to something around my mission and something around my purpose, something about what I'm excited about. And I need structure and flexibility over time. We all have preferences, but it's good to mm-hmm. be aware of our preferences so that we don't over-tolerate the downsides. Is this making sense so far?
Oh, it's making absolute sense. So case in point example, I just unplugged. This is great information. So I just unplugged for 3 months intentionally on Maui. I'd say 95% unplugged. I went on the polarity scale to the complete one side of a polarity scale, let's say. And I learned coming back to LA now, it's taken me about 2.5 weeks to integrate from Lazy Lisa, no such thing as lazy. I'm just saying it that way because it sounds good on the radio show. But from Lazy Lisa, who is just completely walking around in absolute total bliss, 24/7, 365, completely what felt like in a fog. But I can't function from that point. I can't function from that. I can, but I'm certainly knowing the difference between how I'm feeling now, almost 3 weeks later, Cliff. I'm realizing the importance. I'm really realizing the importance of the balance of the two. And, you know, personally, you know, I focus on self-mastery when I do my teaching with my clients. And to me, and I know that mastery is in the title, is a word in one of your titles as well. So explain the importance of this level of mastery of polarities, of how polarities bring you into the importance of them and how they bring you into the mastery of your life, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, that's a great question. I think the first entry point is in recognizing that there's a distinction between problems that we can solve and unsolvable problems that are polarities that we can't solve them, but we can leverage them. And
okay, so let's pause. Bear with me.
Sure.
Let's pause there for a minute. I apologize for the interruption, but this is really important, listeners. This is the key. You know, we, for the purposes of the show, you know, we're moving through a lot of very deep information very quickly, but this is where polarities live and breathe for the most part, where they're really vital and needed. I feel, this is my personal interjection, we especially need polarities, listeners, when we are at wit's end, in a situation where we don't know what to do with it, where our hands are tied, where we don't know what to do. Let's use a really simple example of families during the holidays, right? So please carry on, Cliff. What do we do? Okay, So I'm giving the listeners that idea. So the polarity, you hate being with the family, but you love being with the family. You love your family, but you can't stand it because all your crap is triggered. So explain from this. So good, we're laughing now. So this is where we learn to enlighten up, is we take something very serious, but we really learn to play with it. So please carry on, Cliff. Thanks so much.
Sure. Well, I'm so glad you interjected there because it's better in my my opinion, and also, you know, Dr. Barry Johnson, his work, his life's work, is what I'm standing on his broad shoulders. He spent his entire life developing the principles of how polarities work, and he's the founding partner of Polarity Partnership. So I'm in business with him. He's a leader who walks his talk. He always says that it's much more effective to talk about practical applications of polarities as opposed to sharing, reasons why they're useful. So I'm glad we're talking, using a real situation. So the family situation is an interesting one because we don't really have a choice with respect to our families. We were born into them, and so we are in them. We are a part of that system. And oftentimes, it's the family members who trigger us most around maybe issues of politics or religions that we have most difficulty finding peace with. And part of the reason for that is that there's the trigger in that is that we are probably sitting on opposite poles of a polarity. And if we can see the polarity at play, we will be less likely to judge others and to overvalue our point of view in the context of the tension. So it's easy, it's incredibly easy to be right in a polarity because there are two right answers. And they're the downsides of one pole and the upside of the other pole. So if you're having a disagreement, for instance, around, say, there's a person who's at the table and they're advocating for the Tea Party point of view in the United States. For those of you who understand that there are some people in our political spectrum in the United States who have a strong value for freedom and initiative and they want to avoid the government telling them what to do. Probably it's the case that just about every political system has a version of that point of view. Then there's another equally valid point of view that fears that the power of those parts and the freedom there might trample on the common person. And the other side of that coin would be like the Occupy Wall Street movement, which is basically saying that, at least in the United States, that we've got a huge disparity between rich and poor, and that's not okay. And so they advocate for equality and connectedness and synergy of the whole. And so one point of view is fearing big government and wanting to give freedom to people. The other is fearing big corporations who might exploit the environment or people, and they want a more equal treatment so that nobody gets left behind. And in a polarity, that's a version of the part and whole. It's just being played out in the political spectrum, and we all have preferences for one pole or the other. But to see that every system needs freedom, uniqueness, and initiative, and every system needs equality, connectedness, and synergy in service of the higher purpose, which is helping all of us thrive, takes the conversation to a new level so you can actually appreciate the values and fears of both yourself and others in the process of having the conversation, as opposed to vilifying one another and creating drama triangles around drama triangle has, a victim, a villain, and a perpetrator, or a victim, a perpetrator and a hero. And you just get locked into this, who's right, who's wrong. And you don't have to let go of your strongly held value and fear point of view, but you can also recognize that there's probably an equally valuable point of view in the context of the polarity that would be it would be just as problematic if you tried to choose inhaling as a solution to the tension between inhaling and exhaling, or exhaling as the solution to the tension between inhaling and exhaling, because actually both upsides are needed over time. And often that's not even part of the conversation. It's really just around, you know, the two diagonal points of view, which are both accurate and necessary, but not complete on their own.
Absolutely. I mean, with about 5 minutes left on the show, let's talk about the necessity, the vital necessity, especially while we're building a new world. I mean, you and I are co-MCs and very active in building the New World Conference that's happening over at Radford. Radford's hosting it, and Laura George is the creator of it. But, you know, ultimately, building a new world requires exclamation point, underline, bold, italic, requires polarity thinking. How in the heck are we going to, you know, leverage the Middle East when everyone's got a point of view that is absolutely valid to them? I mean, I've lived in the Middle East. I don't agree or disagree with anybody. I'm learning to live in the polarity state because I'm realizing how passionate people are who are wrong, quote, wrong. You know what I'm saying? So what's the best way? And Paul, I wish we had more time. We've got about 4 minutes. Give us some ideas on leveraging. Just maybe if you have a list of ideas of what's a good way to leverage polarity in a hot, let's just say a really hot situation.
Well, you know, in 3.5-4 minutes, it's actually pretty simple. For me, I think part of it from a polarity perspective is, and this is what I'm passionate about in terms of my work in the world, and you're doing it in your way. I'm just being a little bit more explicit around this distinction between problems which require either or thinking, and we need problem solving. We need to solve problems. We wouldn't have language, and we wouldn't have math, and we wouldn't have science, we wouldn't have technology, we wouldn't have the benefits of great problem solving without it. And that's good, that rational problem solving has a place. But our thinking has not evolved to appreciate the fact that enough, that some tensions that we experience in our human systems are not problems to solve. They don't, as a matter of fact, when you try to apply problem solving to polarities, that's what gets you in trouble. If I try to apply problem solving to the tension between inhale and exhale, I get in trouble. It's guaranteed. So when we look at the tensions, the polarity tensions that show up in human systems, and we try to apply an either or problem solving lens to it, well, it's a setup for dysfunction and problems. And so what's needed is an appreciation of a core polarity around great problem solving. We need problem solving, and we need polarity thinking and polarity leveraging. And those two types of thinking are both necessary and useful for to survive and thrive on the planet. And
wonderful.
So what we see in the Middle East is an overvaluing of either or thinking. And so that's the perfect example.
Wonderful. Wow. You know, Cliff, this is, for me personally, this is really vital information. I really want to thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show. I would love to have you on again, if that's okay, sometime in the near future so we can have deeper conversations, maybe some more specific tools on how to apply polarity. I can give some of my personal experiences, and we can talk, or one at least, and we can talk through it on the show. But thank you so much for being here so much. I really appreciate you.
Oh, sure. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Wonderful. Wonderful. You have a great day, and we will talk soon.
Okay, Lisa. Take care.
Okay, great. So thanks so much, Cliff, for being on the show with us. Thank you, everyone, all of our listeners. So polarity. Amazing word. I would absolutely say that this word is in alignment with nonviolent NVC, nonviolent communication. Nonviolent communication is definitely one of the how-to tools. Polarity thinking is an entire dynamic way of thinking that corporations are bringing them into the workplace, as well as political parties as well. Really vital information. I encourage you to look up Cliff. Cliff, you can reach him at 202-494-2849, 202-494-2849. 888-494-2849. Cliff Kaiser at Polarity Partnerships, thank you so much for being on the show. I want to thank Building the New World Conference, our sponsors for the show up until May, the day of the event. I want to thank Ricky Byers-Beckwith for the musical inspiration of the show. Thanks to all of our listeners across the globe. May the longtime sun shine upon you. May all love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. This is Lisa Sahaki in love, joy, peace to all souls.
Wandering around, wondering what. I hit the glass with so much speed. What was I doing that I didn't see the glass? I was moving way too fast. I was moving way too fast. Felt like I was standing still. So I tried to gain some speed with my mind and with my will, wanting to feel something moving in me, moving like the fishes in the sea, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the real vibration, sweet liberation, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one. Working it out, she's wondering why. She married in such haste, there was no way to know that her dream of love was sweeter than the truth that came to pass. And the dream is still a dream, especially when you're moving fast. She was moving way too fast, felt like she was moving slow. So she tried to gain some speed with her mind, and off she goes, wanting to feel something deeper within. Seems like a power in the wind, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the real vibration, sweet liberation, rushing to get it done.